today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Do you remember being in elementary school? Looking back, I realized I had a lot to learn. As I got older, I felt more and more like I knew everything. My parents would tell me not to touch this or that, but I had to learn for myself. As time continued to tick away, I wanted to go to college, but I didn't want to stay home. I wanted to attend college in another city. My father didn't think I was mature enough for that. He felt I wasn't ready, so he shared with me. If I went to college in town, and if I had good grades, I could earn the privilege of attending school in another city. So I earned good grades my freshman year and transferred to the college I wanted to attend. Needless to say, my father was trying to teach me a lesson that I had to learn for myself. I was at my new school for one semester and was on academic probation. Instead of going back home and telling my father that I joined the U.S. Army as an unassigned ranger, one thing I knew for sure, I couldn't go back to his house without a plan. So I came up with a plan. I learned how to face my father with a plan for my future. I learned how to be accountable. What have you learned in life? What experience have you had that taught you a lesson? Before learning can take place, there has to be an experience that impresses upon us the need to change, the need to hold on, the need to be content with, to abound, to be abased, and to be the best we can be no matter what state we're in. You have to get to know yourself and what you can handle beyond the normal. Anyone can do normal if they put forth effort. But you are more than meets the eye. You are beyond comparison. In Philippians chapter 4, verses 10 through 13, it is written, "But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again. Though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned in whatever state I'm in to be content. And I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." The Apostle Paul shares with the believers in Philippi his current state of mind and how he arrived there. He had learned. What have you learned since your decision to follow Christ? Following Christ is like being in school. The lesson is experienced on the stage of life. He is introducing you to who you are in Him. Get to know Him, and you too will realize that you can do all things through Him. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.